This is JIS News. Coming up, drought will not affect inflation target. NWC collaborating with the local government ministry to supply water to affected areas and consultation to take place with industry players on the proposed alcohol policy. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Minister of Education has developed specific guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At the grades 1 to 3 level, our directive is that one supplementary book should be purchased at each grade, and this can be a reader, something that will assist the student in gaining additional information as they go through the integrated curriculum. At the grade 4 to 6 level, the recommendation is that parents purchase the GSAT workbooks for four areas: language arts, mathematics, science, social studies. This, of course, would be adequate with the books that the ministry will be providing at the primary level. At the grade 7 to 9 level, we ask parents to purchase the literature books because these are not provided by the ministry on the loan scheme. If there are students with specific learning needs, where the schools need to look at additional material that will meet those needs, we ask to include these on the book list, but these have to be approved by our education officers.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica Brian Winter says the recent drought conditions are not expected to have a long-term impact on inflation. Mr. Winter says most of the ill effects of the drought will be reflected in the September review period and improvements are expected by year end.
This view is underpinned by the assessment that most of the crops that were affected by the drought were short-term, and as replanting resumes when the weather normalizes, agricultural prices will go back down.
Mr. Winter expects agricultural production to return to normal over the next 2 months, ensuring that this year's inflation rate remains within the projected range of 7-9%. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is assuring citizens that the National Water Commission, in collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government, will be working to supply water to affected areas to ensure a smooth start to the new school year. In a statement released Monday, Minister Pickersgill said emphasis is also being placed on getting water to hospitals and infirmaries in worst affected areas. These include communities in St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Kingston and St. Andrew, Clarendon, St. Catherine and St. Mary, Portland and St. Thomas. Minister Pickersgill says the NWC has been assisting some schools in the corporate area that are experiencing challenges with their supply and are without storage capacity by providing a number of plastic tanks. The Prime Minister has instructed that the Ministries of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Education, Health, Local Government and Agriculture meet to devise a comprehensive strategy to address the water challenges. A statement will be issued early next week arising from the meeting. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the proposed alcohol policy will not be enacted without consultation with industry players, including the alcohol industry. The minister's comments are in response to recent reports in the media implying that the government is seeking to prevent the distribution of alcohol. Minister Ferguson says the policy will seek to highlight the negative social consequences of alcohol abuse, among other issues.
I have stated over and over that this is not about reducing the production of alcohol, putting in place any sanctions with respect to alcohol industry and their core business, or stopping consumers from purchasing alcohol products. I am simply concerned about health effects of irresponsible drinking.
Dr. Ferguson says a control mechanism must be put in place to protect health, as alcohol abuse often leads to non-communicable diseases and contributes to road accidents. And the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is accepting submission of new and existing entertainment events to be included on the Reggae Month, It's Kingston for February 2015 calendar. Reggae Month, It's Kingston for February is an initiative of the ministry aimed at utilizing reggae music and the cultural significance of the month to attract visitors to Kingston. To qualify for endorsement on the Reggae Month, It's Kingston for February 2015 calendar, events must be held during February 2015 in the Kingston and St. Andrew metropolitan area. They must also be reggae-related or feature another musical art form typical of Jamaica. To apply, organizers are required to complete and submit two original copies of the Reggae Month, It's Kingston for February endorsement form, available on the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. Application deadline is September 10. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.